The humble creosote bush is a wonder. It's a wonder to the senses of us desert dwellers when the ineffable odor of its resins fills the air after a rain, if we could bottle it. A major resin is nordihydroguaieretic acid, or NDGA. It had its day of fame as a stabilizer for margarine in World War II. It was also tested as an anti-cancer drug, though it's toxic to the liver in enough quantity. Only desperate rabbits will eat creosote bush leaves. Most amazing is the plant's tolerance of water stress. Plant physiologists and agronomists express the degree of water stress in units that can all be converted to pressure, but as negative numbers. That is, water in the plant is under tension. In creosote bush at its limit, that's about minus 90 times sea level air pressure. Now, irrigators know that you shouldn't be able to pull a vacuum on water because it will spontaneously boil to a vapor and break the water column. In plants' tubular tissues that carry water up from the roots, water is under tension, but in a temporarily stable state. Until an air bubble pokes its way in through the tube walls, the water will not flash to vapor. It will eventually at high enough tension so that plants lose water conduction and wilt. Creosote bush is a master of metastability, having very narrow tubes. They can't conduct water fast, so the bush is slow-growing, but hey, it's the gobernador of vast desert areas. This has been an outreach activity of the Las Cruces Academy.